You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Callan Butenoff coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up at the very end of this hour, we will wrap up the show as we always do with this shouldn't be a thing. Today it is the Toe No edition. There's a video element that's worth...
Toe No!
There's a video element that we will include in the show notes that you can take a look at a little bit later on. And as always, if you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. We had intended to talk to Kathy Giorgio, who is an author and native of Waukesha.
She's alumni of North High School.
She was on their alumni hall of, wall of fame.
Yep.
Got a star. Unfortunately, they don't carry her book.
They've banned it.
They've banned her book. Yep. And we intended to talk to Kathy right now. Unfortunately, she's under the weather and was unable to join us today. We will reschedule that and talk to Kathy Giorgio, hopefully in the next couple of weeks. So that, just to give you a little heads up, we had Jules on the live stream. He had asked about that. So that is why we have switched gears just a little bit. Wanted to talk about this. It seems important to me that our government officials understand some basics about, I don't know, the U.S. Constitution.
And we're talking like the basics you would learn in like a seventh grade civics class.
Pretty much.
And I want to be funny about this, but we're dead serious. We need you to know these things.
Just the basics.
Yes.
The basic building blocks of our Constitution seems like that would be important.
Yeah.
Maybe not so much for Homeland Security Director Kristi Noem. She appeared yesterday before the governmental, the Department of Homeland Security's budget. She was there to talk about the budget, and she was asked to define habeas corpus.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you listen to us with any regularity, we had Jim Santel, who hosts Amicus, a law review Saturdays across the network from 9 to 11. He is an attorney.
Yeah.
He is a former U.S. attorney. And we talked about this with him last week.
Yes.
Or the week before, about what is habeas corpus. Here is Kristi Noem's explanation when she was asked to explain habeas corpus. Calvin, can you play that clip, please?
So, Secretary Noem, what is habeas corpus?
Well, habeas corpus is a constitutional right that the president has to be able to remove people from this country
Habeas corpus, excuse me, that's incorrect. Habeas corpus is the legal principle that requires that the government provide a public reason for detaining and imprisoning people. If not for that protection, the government could simply arrest people, including American citizens, and hold them indefinitely for no reason. Habeas corpus is the foundational right that separates free societies like America from police states like North Korea. As a senator from the Live Free or Die state, this matters a lot to me and my constituents and to all Americans.
Yeah, habeas corpus is not a constitutional right that the president can just throw people out of the country. That's not what it is.
That's not even an interpretation of it either. Like, and she does, they all, first of all, they all do this thing, Jane, where I ask you, ask me what habeas corpus is.
Greg, can you explain habeas corpus?
Habeas corpus is when the president can throw people out of the country, whether they like it or not. It's his constitution. And you start
That's not what it means.
And then they start, she keeps talking. And that thing of like, if I keep talking, I'm going to be right and they'll stop talking and I'm right and you're wrong. And you just, she has never looked good, like as a politician, ever since
the whole dog incident, the shooting of the dog
in her autobiography. And there was talks of her just possibly being the vice president. And then after that, and she got this job. She's taking selfies in front of jail cells in El Salvador, and now she's sitting here saying that habeas corpus is for the president to throw people out of the country.
Yeah, no.
you sound so dumb.
But she's saying what she has to please the one person that they all need to please, which is Donald Trump.
I guess you're right. I know. But like, politicians at their core are driven by ego. You have to have an ego. And I mean that actually in the most positive way. Like, you have to have a big sense of yourself to run for offices that big and say, I'm the one who can take you to the best place possible. It's amazing how they will just shatter their own ego to serve this man who would throw you out of a car as soon as look at you if you don't serve his purposes. It makes no sense to me. And you're doing nothing for your future. You are just, you're a joke on late night, your frustration from the people, and we're talking about it right now.
855-752-4842. If you would like to join the conversation, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Steve from Milwaukee texting in, I cannot believe we're talking about habeas corpus. This is scary. It is.
And let us reiterate something that we talked to with Judge Paul
Michelle,
as well as with Jim Santel. That rhymes. That there is no such thing as some habeas corpus. There's no, hey, we're going to get rid of some habeas corpus.
We're going to keep the habeas and throw out the corpus.
Yeah. Hey, are you an American who was born here? Your habeas corpus is as habeas as ever been corpus. No, you get rid of habeas corpus, it's gone for everyone. That covers everyone, not citizens. It's all people in this country.
All of us.
You get rid of it, there's no reason why they can't just pick you up on the street. And I know this sounds real dystopian, but it's true because this happens in other countries. You disagree with your leader. Let's say you're wearing a t-shirt that says, I voted for Kamala, don't blame me. And they're like, hey, you don't belong in this country anymore because we don't think you fit
you're
the
a traitor.
American dream.
You're a traitor. Yep.
So don't be fooled. And if anyone says some or it's only for certain people, no. There's either habeas corpus or no habeas corpus. There is no middle ground. Period.
855-752-4842. Jean from Eau Claire joining us on the line. Good morning, Jean. Thank you for calling in. What'd you want to say?
Well, thank you guys for the great show this morning. I just love it. I mean, I watch those hearings, and if you don't want to be shaking in your boots, don't look. But that woman was unbelievable, and the senator was very straightforward. She wasn't rude or anything. This woman has no idea what she's doing, in my personal biased opinion. And in addition to that, RFK, he was...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And then the other ones, hey, people, you got to get out there and vote and get these people out of here. And I want to say one quick thing about the state of Wisconsin. This type of behavior that these Republicans are demonstrating came on strong during the Scott Walker reign of terror in our state. And I'll tell you something. Everybody keep voting the way that you do because we've moved it a little bit. But, you know, these people that did this in the state of Wisconsin, some of them are still there, and then we got new ones that are worse that are Republican. I'm sorry to say it, but it's a fact because I've watched live and I can't believe it. And anyway, they moved up to the federal level, and we have to get those people out because they are not voting for anything for our state or anything for the people. I just can't believe it, you guys. So keep up the great coverage because, I mean, we all need to stick together to fight this stuff, and we can do it. So thank you very much, guys. Keep up the great work.
Thank you so much, Jean. Really
thank
appreciate
you,
it. Thank you for
you.
Listening.
Yeah,
yeah, it's knowledge is power.
Knowledge is power, and you need to share what you know. And I know that if there are people who don't agree with this, you're probably going to laugh when I say this, but this is not about Democrat and Republican right now. This is, if I say us and them, I'm talking about us as in regular American folks who go to work, pay their taxes, want to live a good life, make sure their kids or their family has better than they did. Like that simple American dream that we thought that was a good idea.
Yeah.
The them are the ones who have all the money, who want more of all the money, and will do everything they can to dismantle our way of government to get it that way. We need to organize. We need to get together. We need to talk, and we need to vote. And you need to, and we talked about this with Senator Hesselbein as well. You want to get in the ear of your elected officials? You go to myvote.wi.gov,
yep,
and you put in your information. It will tell you everyone from the president to if you have a dog catcher. And it will have their phone number, and you contact them, and you tell them respectfully how you feel about what is going on right now, because that's how you move the needle as well.
They need to know.
They need to know.
They need to hear from us. Yes. I'm sorry, because if they don't, I think the assumption is, well, then I'm doing what my constituents want.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything.
Exactly. Nobody's complaining.
No one told me to stop gutting the budget, so I figure I'm doing a good job. Right. So, yeah, Gene is absolutely right. We can sit here and we can get we're worried, we're scared, but that's when we need to work, and that's when action needs to happen.
Can't give up.
Nope.
Can't give up.
Nope.
One other thing that I just wanted to share, again, you know, we have, we got to cut Medicaid. We need to cut all, you know, that because we have money problems.
SNAP,
we got to get rid of SNAP, and we got to, you know, all those little grifting children who are getting free lunches. But Kristi Noem needs a plane. She needs it's only $50 million to buy a new long-range Gulfstream jet to replace the one that she's using right now.
When did they get their last plane? Like 1970, 1990? Is it old with like...
I believe this is 10 years old. I may be wrong on that.
So when we did our story last week about the $400 million plane from Qatar, we talked about the fact that they are flying the president around in planes that are 30, 35 years old. So let me get this straight. The Secretary of Homeland Security mm-hmm. needs a $50 million plane because mm-hmm. the 10-year-old version
it's not as good as it could be.
It's not as luxury.
Well, and then when we're talking about spending money, you know, this is money really well spent. Of course, Donald Trump, his birthday coincides with the Army's 250th anniversary on June 14th. So he wants a parade. Of course he does.
I've wanted a parade since I was a child. I never
$45 million, Greg. It's only $45 million. I've heard everything up to $45 to $92 yeah. million. Dollars. Money well spent. Money well spent when we have, you know, again, cut Medicaid, cut SNAP. Let's cut the VA. Derek Van Orden's big behind that.
Yeah.
But let's spend $45 million so our troops can salute Donald Trump. That's a good, good use of our money, you guys.
Once again, folks, make it make sense. Tell us how we're wrong. Tell us why a military parade is how about this? How will a military parade make you feel more like an American? That's what I want to know.
Won't you be proud?
Won't you be prouder?
Bill from Econimwalk on the line. Good morning, Bill. Thanks for joining us. We got about a minute and a half. Bill, go ahead.
How long do you think it'll take? You know, the media is so involved with what's going on. How long will it be before the media capitalizes, because this is just going to send ratings through the ceiling, on national debates, local debates, city debates, where both sides go head-to-head in the debate? I love to debate those guys. Dan O'Donnell won't allow me even on his radio station anymore. He's too terrified of what I'm going to say. They're hard-hitting questions. He struggles with them. But it's just a matter of time. Correct me if I'm wrong, before that goes media. What do you think?
It's going to be interesting to watch, Bill.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting to watch. But as far as that debate goes, all they're going to do is talk over you anyway.
They're just going to
RFK thing. We'll talk about that next.
Yeah.
Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay close.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvinator on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. This Friday, we have got your baseball tickets. You want to be listening for the keyword, starting with Pat Kreitlow. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow from 6 to 9,
mm-hmm.
then our show from 9 to 11, Tom Hartman 11 to 2, Todd from 2 to 4, and Maggie Dawn from 4 to 6. All of us this Friday will have a different keyword for you to text in via the Civic Media app. It's a statewide text to win contest for a 4-pack of tickets to see our Milwaukee Brewers. So make sure, really all you have to do is make sure you have a Civic Media app.
Mm-hmm.
Go to wherever you get your apps. It's completely free. Download it. And then you'll be ready for Friday.
That'd be great. And if you win the tickets and you go, take pictures. Send it to us. Text
it.
We'd love to see you having a good time at a Brewers game, because God knows I have yet to get to one, Jane.
I'm surprised.
I know. It's just been a busy, busy time for busy
Greg. Gotta fit it in. Before we went to break, we were talking about Kristi Noem appearing yesterday. Yeah, she doesn't know what habeas corpus is. Actually, I think she does know what habeas corpus means. She just needs to give the right answer for the audience of one for whom she is performing, essentially. But there was another really just Looney Tune exchange between Senator Patty Murray, Democrat from Washington State, and Bob Jr., Robert Kennedy Jr., who was testifying yesterday before. Patty Murray is on the, she's the vice chair of the Senate Appropriations Committee. So they hand out the money.
Yes.
They need to know where the money is going.
Yep. And as we've seen with Cash Patel, RFK Jr., and other people, Kristi Noem, no one's getting their information in on time. And they're not, they're like getting these short sheets, like a paragraph on why they need what they need. And they're like, I need more than this.
Well, you're supposed to be submitting a detailed plan on what the expenditures are and all of that. In the case of RFK Jr., apparently there were 400 items that just had an asterisk.
Cool.
Again, this is the Dog Ate My Homework Administration. Yeah. We're not ready. I don't have it. I didn't know what the assignment was. My pencil broke.
Also, they have to do this by law. This is not even a thing of like, I'll get it to us later. It's some of these people are in violation of the law now because they have to get their budgets to the committee.
Senator Murray asked RFK Jr. about cuts.
Cut, yep, yes.
Specifically to Head Start.
Mm-hmm. This is about Head Start, by the way.
The funding of Head Start programs.
This is where her question is going on Head Start. She asked this of RFK Jr., and we have the clip. Calvin, can you play that clip?
So let me ask you about another child care issue. Secretary Kennedy, whose decision was it to withhold child care and development block grant funding?
Senator, I want to point out that in 2021, at the beginning of his administration, President Biden submitted his budget on May. You know what? You made an accusation of me, and I'm going to answer it.
Okay, I appreciate
on May
that.
28th, he submitted his budget. So our budget. We're a new administration.
Okay, you can go.
And I also want to point out.
I have just 2 minutes left. I asked you a specific question.
I want to point out something, Senator. You've presided here, I think, for 32 years. You presided over the destruction of the health of the American people.
Well, I have.
Our people are now the sickest people in the world.
Seriously.
Because you have not done your job.
Seriously. That is an amazing.
What have you done about it? What have you done about
the epidemic
of chronic disease?
Mr. Secretary,
what have you done about the epidemic of chronic disease?
Seriously, Madam
Secretary, I would ask you to hold back and let the Senator ask the questions.
So ultimately, he said it was my agency's decision, which is the answer to the question that he was asked.
And this is about a 7-minute clip that I brought down to about a minute. And I will put into the show notes the full conversation that was posted on Senator Murray's YouTube page. But, like, it's all the classics. Hey, tell us about education and Head Start programs. Well, what about in 2021? We're not talking about President
Biden. We're talking about now.
We're talking about right now. You presided over the destruction of the health of this country. What about Head Start?
Well, and again, Bob, this is the agency for which you are responsible. We know these Head Start cuts happened. It happened in Waukesha.
Yep, it did.
A Head Start program that all of a sudden they weren't getting their money. They weren't getting their funding. Rather than just answer the question, who is responsible for this?
Mm-hmm.
He is responsible for this. Yeah. His agency is responsible for this. I'm going to bloviate and talk over you. Mm-hmm. And then ultimately he answers the question anyway.
Yeah.
855-752-4842. Ollie from the Northwoods on the line. Ollie, we've only got about 90 seconds left. Go ahead. Thanks for joining us.
Well, I would like to say that Trump getting his birthday parade and celebrating in front of the veterans after he's cutting their veterans' money is outrageous.
Yeah.
And I think every veteran should give him the salute and not the real salute either.
You know what, though, Ollie? I am with you on that, but unfortunately, the blowback on them would be severe, and I don't want that to happen.
Yeah.
Because it would, yeah. Unfortunately.
There's always punishment for those who doubt and those who disobey.
Yes.
And he would have no problem. And they would be, those would be traitorous servicemen. They would find a way of vilifying those individuals.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you, Ollie. Appreciate you checking in as always. And I really encourage you to go back to our show notes and watch that whole exchange between mm-hmm. Senator Patty Murray and Robert Kennedy Jr. It's really quite something.
It's eye-opening.
We have news coming up next. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the Board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us no matter where you are across the state. If you're listening in La Crosse, if you're listening in Hayward, if you're listening in Oshkosh, you can always join us at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We do have Brewers coming up about an hour from now, depending upon where you are listening. Brewers are hosting the Orioles today. Our broadcast starts at 11:35. You want to catch the game, you have to listen to terrestrial radio mm-hmm. on WRCE in Richland Center, WISS in Oshkosh, WRJN here in Racine and Kenosha, WCQM in Park Falls, and WBZH in Hayward. The crew hosting the Orioles today. Our broadcast starts at 11:35. Coming up for you tomorrow, busy show. Thursdays always are. Jim yes. Santel will be here from Amicus, a law review. Catch that show every Saturday from 9 to 11 across the network. It's a great, great program.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to ask Jim about habeas corpus. And whether or not that's important.
I'm going to ask Jim, hey, you've been a U.S. attorney over five presidents, served our country, served overseas as an attorney. You really have that. But do you really know what habeas corpus is, Jim?
Are you
Jim?
Sure you have Are the you right sure? definition?
Maybe this whole time there was something on the back of the Constitution. You had to
There
like
was
you,
a little X asterisk.
You know how you can like write in lemon juice and then show it up to the light? And maybe that's what it was. It just said, tee-hee-hee, that's wrong. Here's the real habeas corpus.
Nicolas Cage is involved.
And the thing is that we're joking about it. We're having a little fun-ins.
Yeah. It's not funny.
For Jim, it's deadly serious.
It is deadly serious. It's deadly serious
for all of us. But he's just like, nope, let me explain. I'm sure he has to do that way more than he expected at this point in his life.
But that's why I like talking to Jim.
Yeah.
We are not lawyers. We are lawyer adjacent. That's why we bring on experts to explain things.
Yes.
So Jim Santel will be here tomorrow morning after the 9:30 news. Hour number two, we'll lighten it up a little bit. Brittany Merlot with Weather and Wine, mm-hmm. Civic Media meteorologist, will be here to find out if it will ever be summer.
No.
It's going to be nice this weekend, I think. And then Paul Noonan from the Acme Packing Company will talk all things sports coming up tomorrow at 10:35. You pointed out Brewers have been winning.
They've won three whole games, everybody.
Hey, that's good.
Yeah, okay.
We'll take it.
Yeah, we actually, will take yes, it. You're right. You're absolutely right.
All right. As we usually do, we try and lighten things up for the last half an hour of the program, which we call Audio Sorbet. A little cleansing for your ears, a little cleansing for your brain, away from the hard news, so we can all just take a little bit of a breath, yeah. Which I think is important.
So actually, here's, that was here, real. Oh.
Here's my question. Would you buy a purse made out of a T-Rex? 855-752-4842. Would you buy a purse, a handbag? Maybe let's just even say it's a backpack. So we can open it up even more for men and women.
Would you buy a man purse, or it's called a merce?
Out of T-Rex DNA.
Oh, God.
because it's a thing.
Oh, this so disgusting.
Is a thing from Interesting Engineering, which I read with regularity.
Wait, I'm sorry. Go back. What's the name of the magazine?
It's called Interesting Engineering.
Who named that? I'm sorry.
It was an engineer. It says millions of years old dinosaur DNA to help build world's first T-Rex leather handbag. The process of creating T-Rex leather uses fossilized dinosaur collagen. T-Rex, Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Thank you.
One of the biggest and most dangerous land predators to have ever existed. Well, now, Genomic Innovators, the organoid company. You may want to relook at that name.
Okay, that also just sounds like an evil corporation in a Marvel comic.
I'm just going to harvest your organs. It'll be fine. The organoid company and sustainable biotechnology firm Lab Grown Leather have joined forces to develop the world's first T-Rex leather made from using the extinct creature's DNA. Reports suggest this could be available by year's end. And they say that this material will be a high-quality, cruelty-free, well, yes, an eco-friendly alternative to standard leather. So they are using collagen, a protein present in bones, skin, muscles, and other bodily tissues. They are using T-Rex collagen from DNA to make leather so we can make handbags. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Is this something that speaks to you?
Okay. Well, I have many thoughts, but I really feel like we should name the segment, how is Shizu put it on the live stream. Why? Just why?
Yes, that's a good one, Shizu. We don't know why. Because it's there.
That, you know what? That's Jane, that's exactly the answer. It is not about shoulda, it's about coulda. And can we do it? Yes. Should we do it? I don't know. But we can do it, so why not? This is one of the stupidest things I've ever heard in my life. First of all, organoid, you just made that up.
It says it right here.
If that's
the organoid company.
Organoid sounds like Keebler elves broke off and started a science lab, okay? And we don't. This whole notion of like cruelty free. So if you are a person who is about cruelty free clothing, which is.
You don't wear leather. I get it.
All your clothing are sustainable from non-animal sources. This is still coming from. For the hardcore people, this is still coming from the DNA of an animal. So it doesn't fit that. It fits cruelty-free because there aren't T-Rexes running around and we're not shooting them for our purses, handbags, and fanny packs.
Yet.
Right? They're about to make a seventh Jurassic Park movie. I feel like it's now just a manual on how to act. But this, we don't need to be doing. This is not something that's important. This does not need to happen. This is not. There's not such demand for cruelty-free products that someone says, "Let's dig up the DNA collagen of a T-Rex and issue a line of fashion off of it."
When I think about the amount of money it must cost to develop something like this,
yeah.
To research something like this,
yeah.
There isn't something a little bit more valuable, of greater value to humanity in general, than a new purse?
I mean, also that you know, this also begs the question of who is this for? You just said it probably costs a lot of money to
cost millions of dollars
to mine this DNA,
right?
To find it, to mine it, to harness it, and to create the product off of it. And then on top of that, you have to design and manufacture them. This is not going to be a handbag of the people. This is not going to be something you can find at Target.
For $25?
This is going to be like probably a $10,000 purse. This is not about a mission of cruelty-free or animal rights. It's a status symbol that people on the red carpet are going to wear. And then we're somehow supposed to care about it? This is stupid. This is absolutely dumb. This money, as you said, imagine, hey, kids, want some free breakfast? Sponsored by the Organoid Company. Hey, kids, would you like a free bicycle or some books? Organoid's got you. No, instead, we're doing this.
And I think you make a really interesting and important point that because of the amount of money it costs to research and develop something like this, mm-hmm. this is going to be a very expensive product.
Yes.
That is only a certain portion of the population is going to be able to afford, so they can be the first one, as you said, on the red carpet to say, ooh, I have the latest T-Rex bag, do you?
Yeah, and then what we'll see is faux T-Rex. It will look like it, it'll feel like it, but it will be the same materials that people use to make faux leather and, you know, all those other, and all those products that usually come from animals. But yeah, this is another way. $50, I'll bet $50 that they've already got a wait list for them.
I bet you're right.
And no,
I mean, when we talk about pricey handbags like Birkin bags.
Which I didn't even know were a thing until you told me.
Oh, Birkin bags can cost upwards of $25,000.
And you can't buy those bags.
You have to, there's a waiting list.
I just don't know.
Buy a $25,000 handbag made out of some rare ostrich or crocodile or something.
Well, that also, and then see, that's the thing is, you know, why?
As Shiju said, why? Just why?
Why do you feel that your life is complete by owning a piece of something which comes from, especially the rare thing, when you talk about rare things, you know, it doesn't look good to me. It just looks like, oh, you wanted a real super cool animal to die to make your handbag. It's infuriating, and it's also just, it's sad to me. It's sad.
Well, I feel the same way about people who hunt endangered species. I don't get it.
No.
That's not my thing.
Yeah.
CEO of the Organoid Company.
Steve Organoid?
Thomas Mitchell.
Oh, I was way off.
Says, quote, this project is a remarkable example of how we can harness cutting-edge genome and protein engineering to create entirely new materials by reconstructing and optimizing ancient protein sequences. We can design T-Rex leather, a biomaterial inspired by prehistoric biology, and clone it into a custom-engineered cell line, unquote.
Hey, Jane, remember in the last hour I was talking about Elon Musk and the curse of the stupid who have to use big words to sound smart?
Mm-hmm.
Here's another example.
Thomas Mitchell.
When you ask someone a simple question of why and they have to go into corporate speak to do it, this is what I'm talking about. You just want to make money. You just want to say, hey, make dinosaur bags. And you don't really care beyond that.
And I also want to know what happens if you spill water on it, because that could lead to a whole other set of problems.
What if you feed it after midnight?
855-752-4842. Brian from Milwaukee is on the line. Brian, are you in line for a T-Rex handbag?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I got, you know, $25,000 to spend.
Laying around.
I mean, well, that's the big thing that came to my mind. I mean, one, I would never pay for a luxury like that. I just think it's stupid. But just think about that money that can be used for something good.
Yep.
Yes. You
know, especially today's day and age, so many people are hurting and, you know, so much is in need,
mm-hmm.
you know. But, we got $25,000 laying around to buy a dinosaur.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like what we were saying. You know, research is expensive and it's time consuming. And, again, it's your money. I guess you can research what you want. You can develop what you want. But like you said, Brian, with all of the problems we have in this country, with all of the societal ills and all of the diseases and everything that those that could use more research dollars, instead,
this is what we're doing.
This is what we decide to do.
All about coulda, not shoulda.
Anyway, if you ever want to contact Thomas Mitchell and give him some suggestions or rename his company, the Organoid Company. Not good, Thomas. It's not good. Thank you, Brian. Appreciate you checking in. Stay close. When we return, we're going to wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing, Tono Edition. You're listening to Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Sweet Gal B on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Call or text, the number is the same, 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Again, coming up tomorrow, it's Thursday. Jim Santel will be here to talk all things legal. We will talk all things sports in hour number two with Paul Noonan and civic media meteorologist. That she does meteor things. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot will be. Words are hard. Okay. It's Wednesday. Words are hard. Words are hard. Brittany will be here tomorrow in hour number two as well to find out if and when it's ever going to warm up. We have another one more day of a beautiful October day. It does. It feels like yesterday it felt like October.
Yeah.
Rainy and windy and all those things. But I think tomorrow, I think we might finally start getting a little bit better. I did want to share this. Lori from Hayward texted this in. Jane, I would like to encourage people to watch Rachel Maddow from May 19th. She shows a huge Serbian protest against their leader who's trying to get a Trump Tower built at the site of their national monument buildings that were bombed by NATO. This huge protest helped put a stop to that. And that is what America needs, protests bigger than we've ever seen before. That's from Lori, again, encouraging folks to check out Rachel Maddow from May 19th. It's getting a little late, 10:54, Calvin. That means it's time for
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
And if you have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. This is from HuffPost, David Moy with the byline. The headline reads, video of crazy tote truck incident goes viral because, as noted, it's crazy. There's a video element to this, which we will include in the show notes.
Yep.
And you can find the show notes by going to civicmedia.us, click on shows, go to Matinair on Air. There's an archive of at least 100 previous episodes. Mm-hmm. Greg does a really good job of including articles we talked about and different links within the show notes. So check out today's show notes so you can take a look at this video. This did not go well. Monday afternoon, a Saab broke down on the I-610 loop around Houston. I've been on that loop. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. Seriously, people in Houston drive like crazy people. So car breaks down. Driver called his girlfriend to help tow it because they could not afford a towing company. The couple decided to use a chain. So she shows up with a chain, ties it to her car. They tie it to the Saab. Unfortunately, at some point, an axle on the Saab broke, causing it to swerve back and forth between freeway lanes. I mean, violently swerving back and forth. Ken Collins, who saw the terrifying tow job, said it was like losing control. I heard when his tire blew out, and then there was just lots of swerving. Video taken by a storm chaser shows how it looked to drivers on the road. It is, without a doubt, absolutely terrifying.
I don't understand how anyone could have continued to drive around that. I would have pulled to the side and just waited.
Immediately. Or you slow down to 10 miles an hour.
Yep. I've done that too. Like, I've never seen anything like this, but just people who are, you can tell they're on their phone right now or they're just not paying the best attention. I will slow down. I will take my foot off the gas and just let them be way ahead because I don't want to be around
anything.
That is, I saw the video. Insanity.
Yeah, it's terrifying. Eventually, the two cars did stop on a feeder road. A woman came out of the SUV. A man exited the blue Saab with the broken axle. A guy who was watching said, this was crazy. I thought they were going to get into a fight. I thought he was going to jump on the driver, yelling at the lady. He struck his hood. The woman trying to talk to the man, but the guy witnessing it said he didn't want to hear anything of it. He was like, you messed up my car. You messed up my car. Still unclear why the two drivers decided to pull the Saab from the back. So they hooked up the chain to the back.
There's no version of this that would have went well unless they had something of a towing system on their car. if they're not calling a tow truck, then what do you expect? And you don't get to get mad at her. I have a feeling that chaining the car to your car, to her car, wasn't her idea.
I think you're right. However, one person said the woman driving the SUV did appear to be laughing throughout the incident. So maybe that probably didn't help.
Got to have a good sense of humor on things like this.
Take a look at the video. Check out the show notes. Oof. That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Thank you, Greg and Calvin, and all of our engineers and everyone across Civic Media. Without you, absolutely nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It means the world. I hope you find some joy today, even if it's just a little bit, and you have the chance to share it. We have news coming up next. Tom Hartman takes over from 11 to 2. Todd Alba with a little What's Worse coming up.
Oh, I love What's
Worse.
I do,
too, from 2 to 4 p.m. And the incredible award-winning Maggie Dawn from 4 to 6 p.m. Pete Schwabba wrapping it all up tonight with Nightlight from 6 to 8 o'clock. So I hope you can keep it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.